There has been a thought that's crossed my mind over the first week, and that's about third base, because third base is obviously a big question coming into this season. We know the deal that they want to see what they have in Brett Beatty, and Brett Beatty had such a miserable year last year, and it was a weird season, because you think about the trajectory of his season. He has a huge spring training. We all pine for him. He finally gets called up. He has just a horrific season to the point where he's sent down to the minor leagues, comes back up, and is marginally better. But overall, Brett Beatty's numbers were abysmal last year. He had 212, he had a 275 on base, he had a 598 OPS, he struck out 109 times in 108 games. He was not good, and he was also really inconsistent defensively. So Beatty is a guy you look at, and you say, hey, you better prove it this year. If you don't prove it this year, the Mets have to move on from you at third base, whether it's signing a superstar player like an Alex Bregman or a Matt Chapman, who's basically going to be away from the Giants after 1 year. He did sign, one of the Boris clients to sign. So this is, and I think we've all kind of agreed, a make or break year for Brett Beatty. But what if he doesn't hit in the spring? And that's what we're seeing so far. He hit a home run on Saturday, so that was a positive, even though it wasn't on TV, so does it really count? I'm just kidding. We saw the overhead view. But he's 2-for-16. Not a big sample size, and it is spring training, and you want to take a deep breath. But I ask a question. I'm just asking a question. I'm not burying Brett Beatty after a week of spring training games. I'm not burying Brett Beatty off of 17 plate appearances. I'm merely going to ask you a question. If he doesn't hit in spring training, facing minor league competition, because that's what spring training is, if we're being honest. We love to watch it, and that's why it's such a lose-lose sometimes. If you hit the crap out of the ball in spring training like Beatty did last year, like Vientos did last year, like Mauricio did last year, it's fair to shrug your shoulders and say, okay, great, what the hell does that mean? You beat up a bunch of minor leaguers. But if you struggle in spring training, and so far through just 1 week Brett Beatty has, what does that mean? Does that mean he stinks? What do you do? And here's what I'm conflicted about. I believe Brett Beatty and Mark Vientos, they got to earn this. They got to earn that opportunity. You know, a really good spring training last year by Brett Beatty is not earning the opportunity in 2024. Playing well at AAA when he was down there. And I've seen his combined numbers at AAA, but remember, he had those two stints there. First, when he didn't make the team, and then secondly, after they sent him down. But his combined numbers at AAA, only played 26 games, but he had 10 home runs and hit .298. Like, he was really good in AAA. Brett Beatty performed in the minor leagues. There's no question. He performed at AA back in 2022. He performed briefly at AAA in 2022 when he was there. He performed in AAA last year. Like, Brett Beatty is a tremendous minor league player. He's got nothing to prove down there. So a part of me says, because of that, because he's beaten it all at AAA and AA, I don't want to see him down there. I want to see him in the major leagues, sink or swim. Then you got to prove it. You got to do something to take that job. It can't just be handed to you. So we're only a week into spring training. I acknowledge that. He's got to hit a little bit. I don't think he can hit 175 and have the Mets say you're the opening day third baseman. I just don't. I don't think he can do that. Beatty's got to hit. Beatty's got to perform. He's got a lot of time to do it. Again, you're not facing aces and top-notch starting pitching. Though I think as spring goes on, you'll face a little bit more of that because you'll face starting pitchers who are going to, maybe go 4 or 5 innings as opposed to 2 innings where you get one at-bat against a real major leaguer. But he's got to hit. I don't think the Mets could just hand him the job. Now, the caveat to all that, not the caveat, but really the follow to that is, well, okay, Evan, what if he doesn't hit? What if Brett Beatty has a bad spring training? He has options. The Mets send him down and say, sorry, bro, we're not giving you third base. What happens at third base? What do they do? Mark Vientos also has to perform. You know, I think the easy answer is, well, okay, Vientos is the third baseman. Well, Mark Vientos has to hit. Mark Vientos has to prove he can play capable defense at third base, because Vientos may be up here getting a chance to DH. You know, the Mets haven't added a DH. I don't think they're adding one. Now, I don't know if they're in a rush to see G-Man Choi, because G-Man Choi and Luke Voit, if those guys end up DHing, that defeated the whole purpose of this whole, well, we got to have room for the young guys argument. If G-Man Choi is the DH, I don't want to hear it. But let's say Brett Beatty doesn't hit. Let's say Mark Vientos doesn't hit. And again, I want to acknowledge we are a week in a spring training. Things can change very, very quickly. It is early enough in spring training where a three-hit game will change your numbers. But here are the numbers for Mark Vientos, in case you're curious. He's 3-for-15 with a home run. Very small sample size, but 3-for-15 with a home run. Brett Beatty is 2-for-16 with a home run. Neither guy's hit. If both guys don't hit, what do? Is Joey Wendell the third baseman? Or there is an or involved. Or does that open up the opportunity for Luis Angel Acuna, for Jet Williams? Now, I don't think that will happen right out of spring training, obviously, because those guys would need to tear the cover off of the ball. And Luis Angel Acuna has only been given 8 plate appearances, though he is 3-for-8. So if you're scoring at home, he's got more hits than Brett Beatty. He's got as many hits as Mark Vientos if you're scoring at home. The other option, besides a kid making this team and playing second base. See, Luis Angel Acuna is playing second base and shortstop. Jet Williams is playing the outfield and shortstop. So Jet doesn't necessarily fit into this until they start playing him more at second base. Does that allow them to move Jeff McNeil to third? Now, McNeil's got great versatility. And the beauty of Jeff McNeil, besides being a really good hitter and a guy that won a batting title 2 years ago, is that he can fit on your team no matter what. If Luis Angel Acuna bursts onto the scene as an all-star caliber second baseman, Jeff McNeil could play the outfield. I think we've accepted that. And McNeil's played a damn good outfield when he's been pushed out there. But what about third base? It's not a position we've seen a lot from Jeff McNeil. It's not his best position. I only bring it up because I want to know what the options are. If it doesn't happen with Brett Beatty and it doesn't happen with Mark Vientos. Now, you could go the boring veteran route. You know, we mentioned G-Man Choi potentially getting at-bats at DH, Luke Voit potentially getting at-bats at DH. I'll tell you one guy who has looked unbelievable defensively. He hasn't hit a lot, though his career marks has shown you he is an average hitter. He's below average hitter, but at least a capable Major League Baseball player. I was surprised he wasn't in the major leagues last year. And the guy I'm talking about is Jose Iglesias, who when the Mets signed him, I think we all just assumed he's got no role on the major league team. How the hell is that happening? But let's not forget, Jose Iglesias is not that far removed from a couple of decent offensive seasons. Decent. Like nothing crazy, but you know, decent. 290. He had that little short spurt with the Red Sox where he was hitting the cover off the ball. But the beauty of Jose Iglesias is not his bat. I can't sell you on his bat. It's the fact that he's marvelous defensively. But again, the problem with an Iglesias, or I mentioned Choi or Voit at DH, is this is supposed to be a young emerging team. And so the way we talk ourselves through this season, if you aren't someone with high expectations, and I don't think most Met fans have high expectations, is the fact we're getting to see the young players. And so if we're sitting there watching Jose Iglesias play 120 games, it gives you a stomachache. You sit there watching Luke Voit get 400 at-bats, that doesn't make you feel good. Now, Mets are winning games, they're in a pennant race, we'll deal with it, but I think we're thinking about the youth. We're thinking about all the young players that can contribute to this team.